is job appraisal. Terror comes in our family when it's appraisal time at the school. All things stop as Angela's always worried about what kind of appraisal she gets. You know, it could be like this cartoon. It says there's nothing about your performance that you need to change other than everything. I think everybody who has had a job or been in the military has been goes through this annual thing every year. Every year of my job, I have to get on the simulator console and give a simulator to the chief instructor, and he evaluates everything you do. And, you know, that can be a fearful time. But if you're prepared for it, we can do our jobs well, and we wouldn't have to worry about it. I remember back when they changed the rating form in the military, and everybody used to get all outstandings. And then they said, you can't do that anymore. Some people are going to have, you can only have like one outstanding. And then everybody else had to be satisfactory. And then you had to have some, because it had to be a bell curve. And everybody was fretting over that. But you know something? We don't have to care about what we do down here. The big issue is we need to care about what we're doing for our Heavenly Father. You know, now, in this appraisal, you do this thing called self-evaluation. How many do the self-evaluation thing? Okay? And you sit there and you fill out a form and you sit there and say, I am thinking that I'm doing this well in my job. And your manager goes and takes it and fills it out, says, I think you're doing this well in your job. And then you sit down and you discuss. Yeah, okay. How's that go? It doesn't go...
Not your way.
Yeah, it doesn't go your way at all. It doesn't go your way at all. And the issue is that you're always concerned about how you stack up. You're always kind of concerned about, hey, do you have your manager's expectations? Do you meet expectations? Do you meet the job skill? Question. If we worry about our earthly job performance, how much do we worry about our spiritual job performance? How much do we worry about something that has eternal implications? You know, guess what? Next year, same time, same appraisal. But there's only be one time standing before God. There's only one time to prepare for eternity. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, says we're all going to appear before the what? The judgment seat of Christ. And it says that every man's work shall be made manifest or should be made shown, for the day shall declare it. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Folks, we need to be concerned about what kind of job we're doing for God. We need to be concerned about, are we pleasing, are we meeting His expectations? You know the job performance standards are right here. Are we living this word? Are we living in the Spirit? Are we doing His will? If we're doing those things, when we're standing in front of Him, we'll hear the, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I've been faithful over a few things. Yah, I'll make you master over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So tonight I want to quickly look at three things about a Christian's job performance, about our performance as spiritual workers for God. First of all, there are three job qualifications for us. The big one is you need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But after we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we are His workmanship, created in what? Christ Jesus unto good works. We are supposed to be ambassadors for Him. We're supposed to represent Christ. We're supposed to do this. And when you have a job, they stack you, they evaluate up against your job qualifications. Well, there's the first one is, we need to understand that when we're working for God, God is working for us. The Lord is working for us. In John chapter 17, verse 4, He says, I have glorified Thee on earth, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. We need to understand that not only did Christ finish the redemptive work on Calvary, he finished the empowering work at the same time. He's given us everything we need for life and godliness. His part is finished. He gave his all for us. And now the question is, what are we doing for him? And so we need to understand that the Lord is working for us, that he has done all these things for us, and that we have all the job qualifications we do. We have everything. Well, I need to go to school. No, you don't. Well, I need to do that. No, we just need to sell out to God because he sold out for us. And so the first one is we need to understand that the Lord is working for us. Then the second thing is that the Lord works in us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21, the Bible says, it says that Christ is going to make us perfect in every good work to do what? His will. He is the ultimate site manager. He is the ultimate leader. We have to do his will, his way, to be qualified to be his servant. He says, make you perfect or complete in what? How many good works? Every good work to do his will. Working in you that which is what? Well-pleasing in his sight through who? Jesus Christ. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. One of the things, when you go and you apply for a job, if you really want to get ahead and apply for a job, you would read up on the company that you would go work for. So when you have a discussion with the manager, you could have an intelligent discussion about what they do and the expectations. Folks, we need to do the same thing for God. We need to read his word and apply it to our lives and know what the will of God is. The will of God is what we should be doing every day. He's completed everything. He's given us all the job training that we really need. Empowered us to all the life skills that we need to be a Christian through cross and through for his redemptive work. And now we need to understand and allow him to work in us, because Christ in you is the what? The hope of glory. And so, have you received Christ as your Savior? Have you received the gift of the Holy Spirit? Have you received his empowerment that only he can give? That's him working for us. Do you feel God working in you? Do you have your mindset on him and fulfilling his will instead of our own thing? That's working in us. And then lastly, the Lord working with us. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord what? Working with them. Christ promised in Hebrews 13, verse 5, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send a comforter to you, which is the Holy Spirit. And he's not asking us to do anything that he wouldn't do either. And he's empowered us. You know, the best boss you have is one that will work alongside of you. We have one who sticketh closer than a brother. We have someone that says, all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. We have a great high priest for that. And he's working with us. And they went forth and preached everywhere in the world, the Lord working with them and confirming what? The word with signs following. Amen. Folks, when you realize what God has done for us, and that what God does in us, and that what God will do with us, we can't help but fulfill God's will. We can't help but do what God has purposed in our life. You know, how many of you have had a job where you don't even know what you're doing? Yeah. You didn't get any objectives. You didn't get any guidance. You didn't. That's not the way with the Christian. We do what God wants us to do. We do to glorify Him. We put Him first. And then we're qualified to do everything He wants us to do. So we see three job qualifications in here. When you're evaluated against your job duties. And for my job at work, I'm evaluated on academic instruction. I'm evaluated on simulator instruction. I'm evaluated on being able to be a flight lead. I'm evaluated on my knowledge. But then there's all the other stuff about being able to get information across, relating with students, all those things. And those are job duties. And then in our contract we have, and does other duties as assigned. Yeah, don't you? See, here's the point. We need to do all the duties that God assigns us to. Not just the ones that we think are important. I guarantee you, if you go to your manager and you only do part of the things that he asks you to do, you wouldn't last very long there. What we need to do is we need to do everything that God tells us to do. He expects us to do. He commands us to do. He expects us to be workers for His name. In 3 John verse 7, it's a one chapter book. It says here, it says, because that for His name's sake, they went what? Forth. Every work will be manifest. It'll be revealed by fire to see what manner of work it is, what sort of work it is. Folks, it all has to be about Him. It says, because that for what? His name's sake, they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. Christ told His disciples in the crowd in the first message that He gave, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. So we need to understand that we need to be workers for His name. First of all, you need to know it. And you need to understand that when we're saved, He has written His name on us. He's written His name on us. And we're supposed to represent Him. Secondly, our second job duty is to be witnesses for His truth. In Acts chapter 1:8, the Bible says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The job scope is not what you think it is, it's what God says it is. The job location is not where you want to go, it's where God sends you to. And wherever you go, you do what God tells you to. See, in the military, you do your job, and then you get the privilege to be deployed. You have a privilege to go TDY someplace, and guess what you have to do there? Your same job. Maybe under worse conditions. Maybe with less stuff to work with. But that's where you were trained for. And wherever you get sent, you've got to do your job. Folks, I think that some of us only do the Christian job in church. And we're not witnesses out there. That's not what God's looking for. We need to be witnesses for His truth. And the witness means we have to testify of it. And then lastly, we need to be watchers for His coming. We're supposed to work because the night is coming when no man can work. We're supposed to redeem the time because the days are evil. All those verses imply that we're supposed to be working. Christ told His disciples, and we just concluded our study in Matthew. And Christ, after He went through Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25, He started saying, He said, look, He says, I'm coming back. You don't know where I'm coming back. Because He knew something. He knew that if everybody had a date when He's coming back, that we would just kind of do our own thing until like 3 days before, and then we would cram and get it all done. So because we don't know, how many of you have had those spot evaluations?
Oh, yeah.
Where you just kind of, you're working along and all of a sudden your supervisor shows up. Yeah. There's no time to prep. You're either doing the job or you're not doing the job. And so how do we need to work in our secular jobs? We need to work in our secular jobs if we're going to get a spot evaluation every day. How should we work in our spiritual jobs as if Christ is coming back? Oh, by the way, he sees everything you do. And he has a memo drawer that's infinite. Because he says that we're supposed to give account for what? Every idle word. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says we'll give account for what? Every man's work will be what? Manifest. To see what manner sort it is. So we need to be watchers for his coming. Mark chapter 13 verse 35 says, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning." I had co-workers like this, that the only time they were busy is when the boss was around. And every time else they were doing their own thing. Folks, God's always around. We need to be doing it all the time. So the first question is, do you have the right job qualifications living for him? Lord, working for us, in us, and with us. And secondly, how are we doing on our job duties? Are we witnesses for the truth? Are we watching for him? Are we workers of his word? And then lastly, there's job elements. Every evaluation, they break down all your job position and you break it down by task. And you get evaluated in each task. The first one is, we need to be always praying. No, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, so is pray without ceasing. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 4, it says this, always in every prayer of mine for you, always for you all, making requests with joy. One of the things that Paul was noted for was that he prayed for one another. You know, how often do we say that we're going to pray for you and we don't do it? Or we're going to pray for someone else and we don't. Or we're going to pray for a situation and we don't do it. I honestly believe that Paul kept all of his promises here. And folks, what a model to follow. And he was the model employee. So what we need to do is we need to always pray. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request be made known unto God. How's your prayer life? It's one of the things that I am working on this year. It's one of the things that the missionary has spent 20 years in the Philippines and now wants to go to Hong Kong, said he's working on it this year. Folks, we always need to work on our job elements. We always need to become more qualified. We always need to do this. We need to be converted to his image. So we need to be always praying. The second thing, we need to be always rejoicing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many riches, having nothing, yet possessing all things. Now, how many of us have gotten a long project? Yeah. And it takes
years.
Yeah. In the government, years. Okay. But it takes a great deal of time. And what happens after you do something and you don't see any progress? You kind of get wore out about it. You say, why am I doing this? You may even leave your job or ask for a transfer. So I don't want any part of that. But basically, Paul says here, he says, wherever, whatever state I'm in, I'm content. He says, a sorrowful, yet rejoicing, is poor, yet making many rich. And we need to understand that who are we praying for and why? Who are we rejoicing for and why? And then lastly, we need to be always abounding. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says this. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? Steadfast. You know, the best job attribute you can have at your work is to be dependable. And in today's world, there's not a lot of dependable workers out there. You know, unfortunately, in today's spiritual realm, there's a lot of people not dependable spiritually. Because if they were, we'd be in every service doing everything we possibly can. Therefore, my beloved brother, be what? Steadfast, unmovable. Which means that you would never change. You're the same today and tomorrow. Always doing the work. Always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, we need to always constantly look at how we can do things better for God. We need to think as a church on how we can do our ministries better, that we can reach more people. You know, everybody, I bet you everybody here that works has some sort of constant improvement program at your workplace that you're always trying to improve. And we need to always try to improve. And we need to abound in the work of the Lord, because for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain of the Lord. You know, you're a good employee in your secular job when you're committed to the work. You'll be a good servant of Christ if you're committed to the work. So do you have the right job qualifications? Are you doing your job duties? Do you have the right elements here? Tonight, just ask a question. What's your rating? If Christ was to come back tonight, what would He say? We were to stand before Him, what would we have? Would we hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Or would we not hear that? That's only a question that you can ask. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for this time, Lord. Help us, Lord, to examine ourselves, Lord. And help us, Lord, to always be working, Lord. Knowing that You could come back tonight. Father, help us live our lives spiritually as if we're committed to You. Help us to walk our lives as You are worthy. Help us, Lord, to reflect Your image in us. Whether we're here or outside these walls. Lord, search our hearts tonight. Help us examine ourselves. Father, You say in Your word, if our heart condemns us not, we have confidence with You. Search our heart tonight. And show us what You want us to do, where You want us to change, how You want us to live. And we'll give You the glory and the honor. And we ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen.